Well, good evening there, Dave, and good evening everyone on the net tonight. Nothing real exciting going on here. Yesterday I puttered around the garage, moved a bunch of stuff around, and got things somewhat where I can get through there halfway decent. Today I went to church and been down here in the basement puttering around little projects. And got that done, and I realized I hadn't started my onions yet. I start them by seed. So I went to get my onion tray, and I don't find it. So now I'm in the process of reprinting a new 3D tray. That, and I got to get the water dechlorinated as well. Dave, your question. I generally take a fine point Sharpie and write on the card. And there are many storage vessels you can put your media in. There's a lot of them that are made directly for the micro SD cards and so forth. But, yeah, I generally, you know, put them back. When I pull them out, they're so small it's very difficult to write on them, first off. But if you can put them back into the SD card holder, if you had an SD card holder with it, as soon as you get that out and then store it that way, that help keep it from getting lost quite so easy. But I try to write on them the best I can with a Sharpie. It's very difficult. Very difficult. If you can code it in some way or another and do it that way, such as a numerical number on there, and then you write your number on a sheet and then write what it is on that sheet of paper as an index. With that, I'll turn it back to net control. KCVOA.
Okay, Rick. All right, very good. Yeah, that is definitely one way to do it. Okay, Minnie, you are up next, but I'm going to take a quick standby. This is NADRL. Is there anyone who would like to jump in for tonight's Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net?